work? Oh, there you go. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Elizabeth Harper. I'm just having a look around to make sure that this is working. I'm here on my Facebook page, just waiting for you to join me. And we're going to be doing some healing work to send healing, love, and light to those in need right now in Manchester, after the attack in Manchester in England, but also to everybody in the world that's in need, because there's always, sadly, there's always painful events occurring. People are experiencing all types of suffering and hurt, and many of those are passing into spirit with that last vibration of pain and hurt and fear. So we want to stretch that healing energy, not just into Manchester, not just into the world on the physical plane, but we also want to send it to those that have passed into spirit as well, because it's a shock when you are living your life and then all of a sudden you're in a different vibration on a different plane. Then you can imagine that is a huge shock to the light that you are. And as I understand it from my guides, from my angels, when that happens, we are supported and looked after in spirit, and given healing as well, and given time. So we want to send those people that have passed into spirit as well love and light and healing, and their supporters, those that are helping them. So we're going to be sending light and energy and healing in just a few moments. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about energy and about healing work as well. I think that you're all on here, right? I'm just gonna check to make sure I don't get on here any comments. So I'm looking on my other computer to see if there's, if you're right there. Yes, you are. Hi, Pamela. Hi, nice to see you. Hi, Henry, Josie, love to see you. Ramona, hi. Padmini, sorry, cannot hear you. Oh, really? Now, can other people hear me? Can you just let me know if you can hear me? I've got, I tested it before, I had my microphone on, and it sounded to me like I could hear myself anyway. So let me know. Marie-Josie said, yes, it's working. Okay, so Padmini, maybe you need to turn your volume. Maybe there's something around that, you know. Who knows, huh? But if at some point you can't hear me, you know, I do speak quietly sometimes. I can turn my little box up here. All these little technical things going on, right? So, okay, great. So you can hear me. Thanks. Thank you for letting me know. You know, it's just a case of these different moving parts, right? So, I'm glad to see that more and more people are coming on, and this is great, because, you know, the more that there are with that focus, that intention of love, of sending love, of sending healing, of sending energy from the heart, then it can have a domino effect on others. And not just the people that we're sending it to, but we're putting this into our energy field, our own energy field. And so this then has a domino effect on the people that we love in our lives as well, because we have lines of energy, cords of energy that go between our chakras, different centers of our being, to other people's centers. Depending on what kind of connection we have it can vary as to which centers are involved. So as we focus on healing, as we focus on sending love and light, we're also sending it, has a little ricochet effect, a little domino effect on the people around us as well, on the environment around us, so the space that you're in. Even though your space may not be, have a consciousness like we have a consciousness, it still, as far as I'm concerned, has a consciousness, a vibration on some level. So it's always good to thank the space that you're in as well. And then, of course, it stretches even farther. I'm looking outside of my window here. Stretches farther into our environment, into the trees and the flowers and the earth. It goes farther still into the town, the village, the city, wherever you are, into the country. And then even further into the world. And then further beyond this physical, our physical reality. So as we work with that energy, we're expanding it. And it's always coming from a place of love. So I want to do something, because some of you I know may not be familiar with sending healing energy. So I just want to do a little exercise with you before we begin. And this is a physical exercise for you to feel energy. And those of you that are healers, you will already know this exercise. But do it anyway, because, you know, it's nice to feel the energy. So what I want you to do is just put your hands at shoulder length apart. And then move your hands back and forth. Not too quickly. Not too slowly. Just to feel the energy between your hands. And it's going to feel, might feel warm, it might feel cold, might feel sparkly, might feel like the static there as well. So just moving your hands back and forth, right? You're feeling it. So you can just move your hands like this as well, just to feel the energy. When your hands are closer, you can feel it a little bit more too. All right, now shake your hands off. And rub your hands together. Rub your hands together. All right. Good. Shake your hands off again. And then put your hands at shoulder length apart. And move your hands back and forth again. Now what you can do is close your eyes so you can feel the energy. Focus on the energy between your hands. Now you've stimulated the cells in your hands, so it's going to feel like there's more movement in your hands. But that goes away, and then you begin to feel the energy. Like right now, it's, to me, when I feel that, it feels like I've got all this buzzing on my hands, and it's feeling almost like my hands want to go like this. It's magnetic. And it can be hot, it can be cold, it can feel like your hands are trying to push apart or pull together. So now what I want you to do, if you still got your eyes open, then just close your eyes. Keep your hands at this distance apart, shoulder length, or just maybe about 6 inches apart. Keep your hands there, 6 inches apart, close your eyes. And what I want you to do now is I want you to imagine the energy of love between your hands. So I want you just to imagine, what would love look like? What would it feel like? What would the color be? What would the energy be? And put that energy, imagine that energy is going from your heart, down your arms, into your hands. And now it's moving between your palms, this energy of love. And what you can also do is put someone, an image of someone, visualize somebody in between your hands or in your heart, someone you love. And allow your heart to open. Allow your heart to open and give love, send love to that person that you love. And now move your hands back and forth, just like we did before, and see if you can just feel the energy between your hands. Do it a little bit slower. Go a little bit slower to feel that energy. To me, this feels even different, more different than it did the first time, the second time. Something feels smoother about this. It feels gentler to me. And it feels really powerful. You feel that? All right, now shake your hands off. You're feeling that energy of love. You're feeling that energy that is naturally being channeled by you and coming through you. You are stimulating your chakras and your hands that connect to your heart. Now, if you didn't feel anything, you know, and if it's the first time that you've done this, just continue to practice to feel it, to rub your hands together, to shake them off, to move your hands back and forth, to feel that energy, to focus your awareness on someone you love, on yourself. And then feel that energy again between your hands. That's essentially what we're going to be sending, is that energy of love. We're going to draw in, connect with the energy of light as well, which is really the same energy. Oh, someone decided they wanted to say hello at the same time. All right, so let's see. Let's see, it does feel like that, Kiana said. Ramona said she feels resistance. Katie said she felt magnetic. She could barely feel them apart, barely keep them apart. That's right, that's it. Sometimes they want to really come together. Other people have a different experience and want them to be really far apart. So now, you may also feel or sense or see a color when you're working with that as well. So usually the energy of love, let's say, comes up as pink. Unconditional love comes up as pink. But it could be a different color for you. So if you get a different color and it's not pink, then don't think to yourself, oh, I'm not doing it right. That's the color that you need right now. Maybe that's the color that is connected with your loved ones right now. Maybe if it's violet, it might be spiritual love. If it's white, it might be divine love. There might be many different reasons for it. When you get a color that you don't understand, just say to yourself, if I knew, what would this mean? And then allow your intuition to bring to the surface that information. Because you have access to all knowledge. You don't need someone else to tell you. All right? So now we're going to send some love, some light, some healing to Manchester, to England, to the world, to ourselves, to people in our lives, to our community, to the planet. And we're going to be sending healing, love and light to those that have passed into spirit as well. All right? So now what I want you to do is just close your eyes. Just allow yourself to be in a nice comfortable position. It doesn't matter if you need to move. It's always good to be comfortable. Close your eyes and invite in the light. Just imagine, sense, feel the light all around you. This beautiful light is an aspect of you. It's aligned with you. It is you. You are the light, And everyone is part of that light. Okay, so draw in the light. No darkness can live in this light. You are protected in the light. And as you focus your awareness on that light, just allow it to expand. Just allow it to come into your body, into your mind, into your spirit, into your emotions, and fill every level of your being with light. Good. That's it. And keep expanding that light so that it's now completely embracing the place that you are, the building you're in, or wherever you are outside, wherever you are, that light is now expanding. This is not coming from your energy. This is filling up from all the light around you. So you don't need to try to make it happen. You don't need to try and put your breath into it. Just allow it to fill with light this space. Now I'd like you to invite all your guides and angels, all your helpers, your spirit team into this light. Invite them into the light and invite them to support you, to guide the energy where it needs to go, and to help you to channel the light and love and healing energy. Good. Now I'd like you to just focus your awareness on your heart for a moment. And imagine, sense, feel that light coming in through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, into your heart. And now I'd like you just to put your hands up so that your palms are facing outwards. And I'd like you to send that light through your heart, into your hands, and out towards everyone that is in need of healing right now. In Manchester in particular, in England, in Europe, in every area of the world. Just imagine, sense, feel that love and light and healing coming from your hands. And I'm just going to be quiet as you do that. So just channel that energy through. That's it. Keep sending the love, the light, the energy. Keep allowing that energy to come through the top of your head, into your heart, into your hands, and sending that out. And let's imagine this area of England, Manchester in particular, is now surrounded in light, a bubble of light. And each and every person that is there, that was there last night, that is there now, that is suffering in any way, just imagine that they are now filled with light and love and healing. Imagine them with an angel with them, just helping them, supporting them as they heal. And just imagine the whole of that country is filled with light. And all the hearts of every being is now filled with love and light. And every being has an angel with them, guiding them, supporting them, protecting them, wrapping them in their wings of light. And this energy of light is now completely embracing the world, the planet. And every single being, everything is filled with light. And all the angels from the angelic realm are now here, bringing that light in, filling the planet with the most glorious light. And now take that light, that love, into the realm that is beyond this physical planet, into the realm of spirit, where all those that passed during this event are also receiving this beautiful energy of love and light, healing and support. And notice, feel, sense that each one of those beings that passed into spirit have an angel with them. They are so loved. When I tune in right now, as I'm seeing that, I see lots of green light. So let's call in Archangel Raphael to bring that beautiful energy of healing, of angelic healing, to the planet, to ourselves, to our loved ones, to our community, and beyond. Let go of all judgment and just send that energy out to everyone. Good. And now just raise your palms up to the heavens. Keep your eyes closed and just invite that light into you, into your heart, your hands, for you. And then place your hands over your heart, like we do in the Angel Messages video, just like angel wings. Place your hands over your heart and give yourself that energy of love and light and healing. Invite your angels in to wrap you in their wings. And ask your angels for a color that will help you right now to heal anything that you are challenged by in this moment. So ask for a color that will help you to heal. Maybe more than one color. And if you don't know what that color means or colors, ask your angels, what does it mean? And if you still don't access that answer, then just ask yourself, if I knew, what would this mean? That's good. Now, whenever you feel ready, just disconnect your hands, shake them off. Imagine white light going through you from the top of your head, through your crown, into your body, mind, spirit, emotions, cleansing you through on every level of your being of anything you've picked up during that meditation that doesn't belong to you. Just let it go. The light will take it into the earth to be made formless and harmless. Ooh. And ground yourself. Just imagine roots going from your feet into the earth, into the core of the earth, to ground you into this present moment. And whenever you feel ready, take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, open your eyes. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you to everyone that was present here. I'm seeing lots of 44s coming up here, which is kind of interesting. Thank you to everyone for sharing your light, for sharing your healing. During that time, when we just finished and my angel was around me, I got an enormous vibration of gratitude, because there was almost a sense of our group energy was helping. It helps the angelic forces to come in and be supportive, be there to have more energy to work with, more light to work with. So that's beautiful. So do share this video with your friends, because maybe they will benefit from opening their hearts up to connect with healing light, healing energy for themselves, and of course for the community. And do remember to get the, I've got both the Archangel Michael prayer for cleansing and protection, because I feel that we need that right now. So if you don't have that, then I'll put a link into the notes in a moment. And also the Archangel Raphael prayer, because Archangel Raphael was definitely there. So it would be good to have that prayer as well to help and support you right now. So if you don't have those prayers, do get them. And thank you for joining me, and I will see you very soon. Oh, one last thing. I have created a Facebook group. It's Sealed with Love, so I'll put a link for that as well into the notes too. So if you're not in my group, then do come along. It's a new group, and it's just filled with so much love. I love it. sending you lots of love and healing. I'll come into the comments in a moment and I'll see if there's anything that I need to comment on, respond to. Lots of love to you, darlings.